all unions that met in Harare today, we send a clear message to government that we are not happy that they invited us to attend the government meeting through a telephone call. And we send a very clear message that we are a formalized group that needs to be respected. We are not a group of head boys or a group of backgrounds that then can be called because suddenly food has been found and they must come and eat. We are a body that can articulate and can represent itself. So we are simply saying to government, don't treat us as if we are passengers on this ship. We are stakeholders and we deserve our respect.
What's the way forward now that you snubbed this meeting with government representatives?
Our message is very clear. We have been taught by the war veterans. We have been taught by the aggressive members of our society. If you want to get food, you must fight for it. We are fighting for our salaries and we are fighting for what is legitimately ours.
Are we going to see a strike by teachers or some demonstrations by civil servants?
I want to assure government that if they have not seen what they will see, then they will never see anything. We are people who are slowly getting tired. Of course, there are so many things that they are going to try and come up with so many explanations. I think we have gone beyond explanation. The level of opulence and extravagance that we see in the government line of duty, in government circles, in government individuals, is unbelievable. So we cannot turn a blind eye when we see that they are busy enjoying the wealth of this country.